And let's get the latest from Los Angeles, where the country's second largest school district, Los Angeles Unified, is closed today after school officials received a threatening message. The district superintendent said the threat was not to one school or two schools or three schools. It was many schools. Meanwhile, officials in New York City say they received a similar threat and decided not to cancel classes. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says the city was in communication with New York and federal officials and that he supported the district's decision to shut down.
We will continue to hope that this is nothing and that our children can be back at school tomorrow. But as a parent and as a mayor, certainly I'm here to support this school district as it seeks our help to ensure that we can look at each one of these campuses and make sure that they are safe for all of our children.
NPR's Nathan Rott is covering the story in Los Angeles. He's at NPR West in Culver City. And Nathan, what more do we know at this point after this news conference that just happened in the last hour or so about the threat and how it was delivered?
Yeah, well, we know that the school district received the threat late last night by email. That threat, according to LA's police chief, Charlie Beck, was very specific to LA Unified campuses. It mentioned explosive devices, assault rifles, and machine pistols. Obviously, investigators are still trying to work out the source of that email. But Beck says that the original email was routed through Germany, but that he thought the actual origin was much closer. He did not expand on that at all, though.
And what about what the New York police chief, Bill Bratton, has said, which is that that city got the same threat, determined it was a hoax, and he says Los Angeles overreacted?
Well, the school district superintendent here made it very clear that it was his decision to close the schools based off of all of that information you've just heard. L.A.'s mayor, Eric Garcetti, as you said, and the police department and sheriff's office are all saying that they support that decision based off of the nature of the threat and given the recent events in Southern California, namely San Bernardino. Chief Beck says it's easy to criticize these decisions when you're not responsible for them, and reminded folks that LAUSD is responsible for the safety of about 750,000 students and staff.
Meanwhile, how are things going in Los Angeles today? It must be a strange day there with all these students staying home and probably a lot of parents, too, to take care of their kids.
For sure. Yeah, I visited a couple of schools earlier this morning, and by the time I got to one of them, Hamilton High School in West Central L.A., most of the students had been turned away and sent home and everything. But I talked to two deans of discipline that were in the parking lot and were talking to folks. And they said that they had been told that school buildings were closed until they could be searched for suspicious packages or backpacks. And they both even admitted that's a huge task when you're talking about the entire school district. It's more than 900 schools.
Is there any more detail right now about when the schools might reopen? Are they going to be open again tomorrow?
Well, nobody really knows yet. I mean, they said that they're going to keep the schools closed until they can make sure that whatever credible threat there is addressed. As I said, 900 schools we're talking about,
yeah,
though. So if you can imagine looking for backpacks or packages at every single one of those, it's a huge, huge, huge task.
NPR's Nathan Rott joining us from Culver City, California. And again, the news that the second largest school district in the country, 640,000 students in the LA Unified School District, closed today because of a threat. New York City says they got a similar threat and decided not to cancel classes, that it was a hoax. We'll keep an eye on this story as it develops. Nathan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.